Matt held his hands up. Okay, okay. Never mind how he does it. I'll accept that he does something. I've been attacked by rats that crumble to powder. Back to Earth, Robin said. Dust to dust. Whatever, but never mind that. The thing now is we have to get out of here. Then we can worry about how to stop him, assuming that he needs stopping.
He needs stopping, Dad said. What you've experienced is just the beginning of what he's hoping to do.
Fine, then let's get moving.
Why not just go to Harper and tell him to stop? Catherine said. Tell him what he's doing is dangerous. He'd listen.
No, he wouldn't, Robin told her. Matt's right. It's time we were going. Harper sat back, swinging gently in his chair as he watched the screen.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He leaned forward again and moved the screen slightly so that Venture could see better. It showed a picture of what looked like an open-plan office, except there were no walls. The furniture was blocky and crudely coloured, like a computer game. The people were also rough approximations, but immediately recognisable. Catherine Feather, Dr. Stribling, Matt and Robin. Harper moved the mouse and the image moved with it. The point of view changed as if the camera was moving, pulling back to a low stone wall. And behind that, the rough, rocky side of the cavern itself. As they watched, the wall of the cavern shimmered and moved. The surface seemed to ripple and melt. Then it bulged and grew as a shape began to force its way out of the wall.
I'm staying, Dad said.
You what?
Matt couldn't believe it.
But you don't have to stay here for me anymore. I only just found you. I'm not losing you again. We can get away.
Only if we're quick, Robin pointed out. Once they've searched the pyramid, they'll come looking down here.
I'm staying, Dad repeated. Sorry, Matt, but I have to. From what you tell me, Julius is still here, and together, perhaps we can keep Harper in check. Maybe we can slow down his work. And while I think of it, he said, smiling, this disc he has us all working on.
Yes, I was thinking about that, Matt said. There's something you need to know about the disc, something important.
But Robin stopped him. She was holding his arm tightly.
Come on!
I think, Catherine said, that you may already be too late.